Shorish Avoda. A very fascinating sefer. Does anyone know who wrote the sefer Yisoid v'Shorish Avoda? Rabbi Alexander Ziskind. He was not Hasidish, he was Litvish. He lived in the times of the Baal Shem Tov. And he never actually met the Baal Shem. He was very close with the Vilna Gaon, actually. But it's a very Hasidish feel to it. Anyway, he brings a lot of Zohars. So here, if anyone would like a Zohar that they would like to say by Rabbi Shimon, so I made photocopies, though I also made for the Pelioitz Chabura. So if you're not going to use it, you cannot take it. If anyone wants,
it's translated into Hebrew. No?
It's translated also into Hebrew. The Pelioitz says that there's two things a person can say and not know what they mean, and it still has a hashpa. Tehillim and Zohar. So you could just read the words if you want. Or if you want, you could read with the translation of the Pelioitz. Also works. What? What? Send the Shosh Avodah. It's a murder to say. What?
Zohar.
Hey,
you're not, for himself?
I don't know if they
were. Rabbi said, please do not take if you're not going to say the Zohar. Nosson, and how do you shtim Rabbi Nosson here with Rabbi Nosson in other places? We saw numerous mehalchim here in the Rishonim. We had the big shayla on the Rambam, which Ander of Ilzogin is totally on the Chakira of how to understand Shibuddha de Rab Nosson. Is Shibuddha de Rab Nosson that it's Ki'ilu, it's a Chiyav Chodosh, or is it that Hafucha Matrosa Beitre Lomeli, or is it that Ki'ilu that your Shibud is Meshubit to me? All different types of pshatim, or maybe your makam kavu is very chaviv. Al kopanim. We left that for Beis Hashem. Hopefully on Monday, Danny's going to say a chabura on the union of Shibuddha de Rab Nosson. What's up, the Heilige Gemara? My Taina Tana Kama Dover Moich Atzmein Rabbi Moish Lo Shivcho Kanana. So we're still in that Braisa. The Braisa says that the Tana Kama says only Machu Bez and Rabbi Moish Lo Shivcho Kanana. But Moich Atzmein Ain Rabbi Moish Lo Shivcho Kanana. Why? Miet Rachman Agabe Machu Bez Din. Special Xeris Akosov, it says, Imi Maidion of Yitain Loi Isha. Loi v'loi mocher atzmei v'idach. What does it do with the loi? Loi bal karchoi. Somehow I see in the word loi bal karchoi. I don't know what the mashmois of the drush is. I looked up the Torah Tamima. Doesn't seem to be clear to me what's the drush of yitain loi bal karchoi. You could force him. What is it supposed to say? Yitain isha. What do you see from loi? Bye. I don't know exactly how this is drush of bal karchoi, but that's what he's saying. V'idach michi mishnas lasachir nafka. I see from the words. We already know bal karchoi from somewhere else. So the law is extra to tell me loy v'loy mocha atzman. The Tanya, it says in a braisa, ki mishne schar sachir avodecha. It's a double sachir. A sachir in oved ala bayoyim. Evid vi oved bein bayoyim bein balayla. He eats with you, he drinks with you, says, no, he eats the same way you eat, he drinks the same way you drink, and says the Meiri, he also sleeps the same way you sleep. Doesn't say in the Gemara, but the Meiri says, L'chayra, he's going to sleep the same way you sleep. Memela, says the Meiri, so how could you expect him to work at night? I see ready from over here, from Mishnah Schar Sachir Avadcha Rabbi Moish Lo Shivcho Kanayinis. In fact, there's something where Imehasam, Idach, Imehasam, Avamino, Hani, Mili, Midaite, Aval Bakocha, Imaloi, Kamash Malon. Now I would have thought it's only Midaite, Aval Bakocha, not Kamash Malon. See from over here that it's even Baal Koch. The Gemara doesn't say clearly what the Machloikis is. What does the other man Amar hold? The other man Amar seems to say that no, that Pasuk was enough. You thought, I know automatically it's Baal Korcha. What's exactly Machloikis is not clear in the Gemara. It says Rashi, Ki Mishnah Schar Sochir Nafka. Says Rashi, from there already, Garmino Baal Korcha. Chetana leikra adoinav yitain loy lemutei moicher atzmoi. He has the extra pasuk tavim moicher atzmoi. That's the whole sugya. Vazak toisvis. So the rabbi said the toisvis, the kitoiv loy imach is really supposed to be first. Let's see that toisvis first. It says toisvis, harav ravam goris kesachir kitoishav yia imach. A different gears, not the words kitoiv loy imach. Kesachir kitoishav yia imach. Why the mehasam yalfino and betoyes kanim koyanim? Avo besifri lo dorish minim echitoiv lo imach. Dein zet sivoy ella sipur dvarim ba'alma. Says Tosfos, the words when he says kitoiv lo imach is not a commandment on the adon that he should treat him well. It's telling the story. What does it mean telling the story? That the eved is saying, listen, I'm very happy because it's good for me here with the adon. But in the pasuk, when it says kisachir kitoishev yia imach, the pasuk is telling the adon. The adon is it should be kisachir kitoishev yia imach. There, it's a commandment. It's a tzivu to the adon. So it's a tzivu to the adon over there. I understand that it's saying that that's how he should treat him. The other one is just Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. There's a Ramosha over here in Dibros Moshe. Rabbi said, this Ramosha is, these two Ramoshas are absolutely stunning Ramoshas. And I want to show you the difference between Ramosha and the Reb Chaim. We said yesterday, a classic Reb Chaim. What was the word we used? Vintage Reb Chaim. Whether it was Reb Chaim or not, it's vintage Reb Chaim style. This is for sure, that was for sure Reb Chaim's flavor. This is vintage Ramosha. I once, Michael Shertkin, who's a Rebbe of mine, he's very close to Reb Moshe Feinstein. He said Reb Moshe was a person who was Mechadesh Torah. Reb Moshe made up Torah. Reb Moshe is making a sugya here. He's making a Chiddush Halacha. Reb Moshe is making stuff up. Reb Chaim took classic Shilohs and gave like innovative Terutzim. That was Reb Chaim. Over here comes Reb Moshe and totally takes like the most simple, like the most like unassuming Tosfos, and he explodes the Tosfos. Zokter Moshe, Dibras Moshe. He says, "Lachoyra, yikshe lachoyra, leizet tzorech nema bekraz ashenaisen eved tam ledvarav." He's saying it's just sipur dvarim ba'alma. What does that mean? You mean to say it's stam stories? Chas v'shalom, it's stam stories. What does that mean? Sipur dvarim ba'alma. The eved saying, "Yeah, I like it over here." What, he's just stam saying, "I like it over here"? What is vos epis? Stam sipur dvarim ba'alma. Yikshel ocher is a tam nemar bekura zesh noisin eved tam ledvarav. Hamasha oyev es adoinov manafke min alonu me atam shu oyevoy. Zokt Rav Moshe amayir dike chiddush. He says, what happens? The eved comes in and says, listen. He says, look, I don't really like my adon. As a matter of fact, I think that he's obnoxious. But I'm going to stay anyway. So he says Reb Chaim, that he can't do. He has to say, ahavti. But what happens if he says, I love it, but not because of my adon. I love it because he's going to pay me. He ain't a oyevoy mamish. Ela machmas sheshoich toya adoin. B'mamoin. O sheyesh lo le'evetam acher mash ena roitze latziz lechavshi. What happens is, listen, I love the matziv, but not because I have a relationship with the adoin. It's because of zaitiga zachin. Or my relationship with the adoin is because he's spoiling me. He's giving me a lot of money. I don't care about him himself. It's just, you know, the way he's treating me. Says Rav Moshe, if that's the case, then that's what the pasuk is telling us over here. It has to be a matzav that it's that he's not sipur dvarim ba'alma that he likes the adon. He's saying that it's mamish out of like for the adon himself. I have appreciation, regard for the mensch, for the adon. If I don't like the adon, so then I can't do it. That's what Rav Moshe says.
Drilling, he doesn't stay.
What?
You can't get the
vaseline, you're
drilling.
You can't drill him. You won't drill him. No, he's saying, Adrav, the state in Toiv La'imach, that I have to be like the Adon himself. I don't know how it says it in the words, Ki Toiv La'imach. It just says that he's happy there. It's more Mashav Haftias Adoni. It sounds, why can't Toiv La'imach can't be I like the conditions? But that's what Ramesh says, that's what the Sipur Dvarim is, not Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. It's saying this is what he has to say. I'm happy with you. Toiv La'imach. I'm good with you.
No. Pashas of a Hafti is not actually you have to like enjoy spending time with him. It has to be that you want to be with your Adon, not that you enjoy working or you.
Yeah, I don't know. So Moshe says there's two dinim over here. One din is that, first of all, you have to be happy there. The other din is you have to be happy with him because of him. Okay. Says the next Tosis, which is really the first Tosis. The Idach says Tosis, Ime Hasam, Hav Amina, Hanimili, Midaita, says Tosis, the Afal Gav to Midaitoi. Me and my Adon have eaten like Isha Nafka. So it says, we already know Midaita. The Pasuk says, the Adon can give an Isha. Mikomakam have I mean a large source, Adon Kasi. So Tosfos says, Enochanami. Pashit Pasuk tells me already, the Adon says in the Pasuk, am I doing have eaten like Isha? What does that mean? Obviously, you could give him a Shivcha Kaninus. I don't know how we know it's Shivcha Kaninus. Maybe it means regular Israelis. Rashi talks about it, but Tosfos is assuming at the moment, okay, you can give him a Shivcha Kaninus. So what do you mean I need a Pasuk of Mishnah Sar Sochi? We already know from the simple Pasuk of Adon Avitin La'ish, the Pasha Pshat says that he could give him a wife. So Tosfos and Achanami. So this added Pasuk is also not going to be Mechadish anything. It's Lahartsois Adon Ka'asi. It's just coming to like, it's coming to just tell the Adon, look, Adon, you know, you gave him a wife, he worked double for you. That's all it's coming for. It's Hartzos Adon Ba'al
Makasi. Maybe it also needs to be someone with the downgraded Judaism. Maybe that's why Tosis is assuming you can't give him a Yisraelis. Because if he's on the level of a Jew, so you would need to give him.
No, Lamaisi is for sure allowed to marry Yisraelis. Even a downgraded that? Jew is allowed to marry Yisraelis. He's allowed to.
Bonus master.
His shayla is just as he also allowed to marry Shivcha Kanayis. Al Kalpanim, oh, comes over here of Moshe, Nachamal, says, Moshe, I don't understand. The Gemara, this idea of Hartzois Adin, where did Tosis get it from? Tosis got it from Yechiel. You need a pen? Yeah, I want to pass a pen to Yechiel. Where does the Gemara get this idea of Hartzois Adin from? Says, where did Tosis get it from? Rabbi Moshe, got it from the Gemara before. We saw Hartzois Adon on the bottom of your Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there said, Hartzois Adon hu da'asa. Okay, if this Gemara means that also, so asks Rabbi Moshe, what should the Gemara say? The Gemara should say, Hartzois Adon hu da'asa. If that's what the Gemara means, why didn't the Gemara say that? Hazoy frekta Ramosha, and Dachsach Rabbi Ramosha is now going to ding on Tosfos. It's like, it's low human. Ramosha just like, with that kasha, says, okay, I want to say different pshat in the Gemara. All on his own. Ramosha goes off on his own over here. It's unbelievable. But, and he says, Samarid Kachidish Ramosha. But Ramosha says, I don't understand what's, according to Tosfos, so let the Gemara say, Hartzois Adon, who does so? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, it's Midaitoi. But we have another pasuk for Midaitoi, Hartzois Adon. So say, Hartzois Adon. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's Ramosha's kasha. So I was thinking, it could be that the answer to Ramosha is as follows. Hartzois Adon, what does that mean, Hartzois Adon? It means it's not teaching me any Chiddush at all. There's no din here at all. What's the din? No, dude. It's just we're just trying to like we're trying to highlight how much the Eved did. However, the Shita Shalom to me says there's a din being learned from here, because says the Shita Shalom to me, Lamaisa, if Hartzos Adon is only on Moisla Shivcha Kenainis, so then what happens if he's not Moisla Shivcha Kenainis? Does he get Hanukkah?
No,
he doesn't get Hanukkah. And he'll only get a knockoff for Abba Moshe. If it's Hartzos Adon, what we're coming to say is, look, he has a Shivcha Kanainis. But if he, what happens if he says, I don't want the Shivcha Kanainis, no knockoff. He got the knockoff because he was willing to take the Shivcha Kanainis. So he's willing to work extra hard. But if he doesn't do it, so he doesn't get a knockoff. It's a Mardik Echidish and Aloha, says the Shita, at this Shlav in the Gemara.
Why do you need a Hashemiah to tell you he doesn't get
a knockoff?
Can't get the Shivcha.
What?
Because you can't get a nakka. If you can't get a shivcha, you won't get a nakka.
Who said that if he doesn't get a shivcha, he doesn't get a nakka? So the mitzvah coming from the chor, from this Gemara. So the Shita Shalom, he says, in the maskana of the Gemara, that the rabbi has the right to be moisla shivcha kanainis. If he doesn't do it, so then he still gets his anakka. But in the having of the Gemara, that's totally in daitai, if he decides to accept it, he gets a nakka. Doesn't accept it, he doesn't get a nakka. The fees there, the Ma'arit says, "Ein hachanami moicher atzmai," which anyway, Rabbi can't be moicher shivcha kanainis, doesn't get anoka. They'll have to see a koponim. That's the way. So then, it's not hartzos adam doesn't mean just we're stam trying to highlight what he did. What we're saying is the whole hartzos adam is totally in shivcha kanainis. That's a chiddush. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't just use the words hartzos adam. That could be pshat in tesis. But the Moshe comes and says something else. Zokter Moshe. Moshe says, "Listen, the Gemara says that when does it happen?" That Rabbi Moshe Lashuk Kananis midaitoi says Rabbi Moshe in midaitoi lechayra you could also make two different degrees of midaitoi. Let's make two different degrees of midaitoi. What is that? Says Rabbi Moshe. Listen, what does Baal Korcha mean? Baal Korcha means the Eved is kicking and screaming. He doesn't want to live with the shivcha. Baal Korcha, we could give him a shivcha. Says. And what does midaitoi mean? So it says, Rav Moshe, two different types of midaitoi. One type of midaitoi is, we'll ask the Eved nicely, are you willing to do it? The Eved says, listen, Adoin, if this is what you want, I'll do it. Is the pshat, it's midaitoi, but it's not mirtzoinoi. What does it mean, mirtzoinoi? The Eved's very happy to have a shivcha kanainis. Adar Rav, says Rav Moshe, it could be the Eved even asks for the shivcha kanainis. The Eved wants the Shivcha Mishum Ta'avosoi. He's dafka interested in the Shivcha Kanainis. Mela says, Rav Moshe, there's really three different dargas. And Rav Moshe says, maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara, not like Tosfos. We said there's one pasuk which says the pasuk, Im Adoin Yiten Lo Isha. There's a concept of that the master can give him a wife. However, the fact that if the master gives him a wife, Mishum Ta'avosai, you're not getting Hanukkah for that. You don't get Hanukkah if you're doing something Mishum Ta'avosai. Says Rav Moshe, and Eved, if he doesn't eat, is he going to be able to work? Of course not. But why is he eating? Because he's hungry. I have to give him Hanukkah because he ate? He can't work if he doesn't eat. Rav Moshe proves that I can force him also to eat. But that's Mishum Ta'avosai. Whenever he's doing something Mishum Ta'avosai, there's no Hanukkah. So if an Eved comes and he wants to marry a Shivcha Kanainis, Mishum Ta'avosai, I have to give him Hanukkah.
Okay, anyway,
for
the works.
Why not? What? Because he's doing it for himself. I grew out to get kickbacks. But this Eved is doing it because he wants to do it, says Rav Moshe. Over there, this Vad I know Hanukkah. So what does that mean? There's Hanukkah when the Eved does it, Midaito. It's the Eved says, look, I don't really want this. If it's going to make you happy, I'm willing to do it. Over there, we're going to say there's Hanukkah. Because over there, it's not Mirtsoinoi, but it's Midaitoi. That's what the extra pasuk says over there, that you need also, over there, you know, it has to be a higher dargah of Midaitoi. Says the third pasuk that not only that, but you can even do it Baal Korchoi. Says Rav Moshe, those are the three psukim. I have three psukim. Am I doing a yitin lo isha? One pasuk. Mishnah schar sachir avodcha. Second pasuk. Third pasuk is that it says loy bal karchoi. Says Tosfos, I don't have yitin lo is if he wants, I can give it to him. Mishnah schar avodcha. He didn't work for me. Says Rav Moshe, if he wanted to do it, it's not called he worked for me. It's called he's enjoying himself. Grada, I'm getting the vladois. That's not called working for me. Over there is not going to be anoka. Says Rav Moshe. And the third thing is avod bal karchoi. They can even force him to do it. Even if he doesn't want. That's very much there's a Avada, there's Mardik Echidushim in this Rav Moshe. Mardik Echidushim, Rav Moshe is saying over here. In the Pshat in the Gemara, he's making up a Zeg in the Pshat in the Gemara. This is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was a Mechadesh Torah. Yeah. Baruch Atah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, what's left in the sugya is to figure out is Shitas Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Issurei Bir, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, brings down the Shivcha is not also to Yisrael Men HaTorah. It's only me, the Rei Sefer. The Rambam says, Apel de Kazach, a Shivcha is not also to Yisrael Men HaTorah, only me, the Rei Sefer. Why is a Shivcha not also to Yisrael? Well, let's start like this. Does she herself have an Avera Shivcha? Does the Shivcha herself have an Avera?
No,
why not? She's a Shivcha Kanainis. She's not going to have an Avera.
We can't even mitzvahs.
She's chayiv in mitzvahs keisha, so she could have a lav. She could have a lav. But she herself doesn't have an iser of loisia kadesha. She's for sure mutter So the iser of loisia kadesha she doesn't have.
She has all the mitzvahs.
Because Shivcha Kananis is mutter and an Evan and all these things. She, Adarab, she's still not, she still has lower class, she's a lower class Jewess. So she's not going to have the Isser. So if she doesn't have the Isser, so why should he have an Isser? Why should he have an Isser? She doesn't have an Isser. Why should he have an Isser? What's his Isser? Normally, a man is boiling Isha, so she has an Isser, Loisia Kadesha. He has an Isser of being with a Kadesha. But she's not as an Isser Kadesha, why should she have an Isser? So comes along the Targum Unkelus and says, there's a different Isser. The Isser is Loisia Kadesh. It's an Isser on him. Not that his Isser is being with a Kadesha. There's no lifnei iver.
No, she can't make him be over.
But there's no isser.
There's no isser for her.
What's isser for him?
There shouldn't be a kadesh
on here. Lo yeah, kadesh? But still like this. We said the Rambam holds there's no isser on him to Shivcha Kananis. Why not? She doesn't have an isser. Why should he have an isser? Comes the Unklis and says there's a new isser on the Gavra. The isser on the Gavra is Lo yeah, kadesh. Not mikoyach the fact that he's being a boil in Isha that has an Isser. He has the egg in an Isser. Lo Yekodesh. So that's the Rashi learns Lo Yekodesh is a din Mishkav Zocher. It's a whole different din. Where the man is this, but according to the Unkelus, Lo Yekodesh is it can't be with the Shivcha Kananis. But according to the Rambam, Lechoyra, there's no din of Lo Yekodesh. There's no Isser of a man being with the Shivcha Kananis. If there's no Isser being with Shluchah Kananis, so what does the Gemara say? Hava amina hani mila midaite. Aval bal korcha ema lo. I think it's only midaite. Kilo, you need a Xeris Akosiv to tell me that an Eved Ivri is allowed to be with a Shivcha midaite. Of course, an Eved Ivri can be with a Shivcha midaite. It's mutter midi araisa. Do you need a Pasik to tell me, Rabbi Moiseloi, Shivcha Kananis midaitoi? Midaitoi, it's mutter midi araisa. And Yisrael is allowed to be with the Shivcha Kananis.
It's allowed to be, but we can ask not given.
We're talking about Midaito. What does Midaito mean? Midaito means that he's consenting. So Avadi's allowed to give it. Azoi. What? Any Midaito. Once it's any Midaito Avadi, it's going to be Mutter. What? It's Midaito, which means he's allowing. You need a pasuk to tell me I could do Midaito?
Right, which pasuk is Midaito, which is Lakarabo?
The pasuk that says Kimishna Schar Sachir is Midaitoi. So it says the Beis Lechem Yehuda. I don't understand the kasha that the Achronim asked. The Meshulam Melech asked this kasha on the Rabbah. Says the Beis Lechem, I don't understand. If we look at Tosfos says, do we have an extra pasuk for Midaitoi over here, or it's just Hartzos Adam Hudasa? It's not really a pasuk telling me Midaitoi. The Pashut reading of the Gemara is, I need one pasuk for Midaitoi, the other pasuk for Baal Korcha. But Tosfos tells us, no, Hartzos Adin just means, this is just the way we tell it. Enoch and I, Rabbi Moshe didn't like Tosfos. But if the Rambam goes like Tosfos, the Chora is no kasha on the Rambam. Azoi Zok, the Beis Lechem Yehuda. I'll call upon him, but the Achroinim seem to take the kasha. The Rambam says the Mishnah Lamelech. He says, Enochanami, where did the Rambam get his din that Yisrael is mutter neshivcha kanainis? Where did he get it from? So we were saying, oh, Svara, because the Shivcha Kananis doesn't have herself the Isser. If she doesn't have the Isser, then he doesn't have the Isser. So the Mishmach, no, it's another Makar. The Makar is because over here it says Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kananis. How is Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kananis? How does he do that? How can Rabbi make him do an Isser? Well, because he's an Eved. So he's an Eved. Where does he get the right to make him do an Avera? So he owns the Eved. So what? You can't make him do an Avera. You can't make him be Michal Shabbos. Oh, bow. Good. So he said, if you hold like the Ritva, that's the king in Isser Shaboy. And therefore, it's a low-class Jew. But a regular Yisrael of Adonat. Says the Mishnah Melachah, the Ram doesn't hold that way. So then why is it must be that it's mutter? And that kilu is what the pasuk is telling us. Midaitai, evidibri is mutter. As I like the Mishnah Melach. However, based on the few we said previously, we could say differently. We could say that Enochanami, Evid Ivri is Rabbi Moisela Shivcha, Evid Amisina Yisrael, I mean, can marry a regular Shivcha Kananis. But he can marry Shivcha Kananis. Does that mean it's Neschadish, a parasha of Ishus for him? It's not a parasha of Ishus. Over here, what state in the Basak is Midaitoi, it's a Madoin of Yiten Loi. Isha, it is a shame Ishus, which means that the Bia is a Bia, a din of a Bia's Ishus, not a Bia's Nus. Numerous Nafkaminas, says Reb Shmuel, one Nafkamina is this woman now going to become Asur to a Kain? If it's called a Bia's Nus, it's just he's a low class Jew, so we don't mind if he has a Bia's Nus, so she's going to be Asur to a Kain. If it's a din Ishus, she's not Asur to a Kain. Another Nafkamina Lachari would be, says the Reb Shach, that if it's a din ishus, this isha is only going to be mutter to one eved. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodim Perakim Alocha Hey says that the adam can only give her to one eved. Why is that? Why only one eved? It's a maisis nos. Let her have. The answer is it's not. It was saying that what state does that this neschadish a new parasha of ishus. That parasha of ishus is saying I don't have yitin lo ishto a regular yisrael. It's not an eved. So he has his mutter and shivcha kanainis because there's no problem of nos. Why is there no problem of Znus? Because his whole Isser is to make her into a Kadesha. But if she has no Isser in Kadesha, so he has no Isser. So fine, there's no so what? That will make that she'll become Asur in a Koyin. Maybe in a Hanami, because she's a Forta Zoyna. Or that will make that there's no Pasha. But Vashtet in Evid Ivri is a Nayan a Pasha of an Ishus. That Pasha of an Ishus is only Mikoyach, this Pasuk. Okay, Rabbi say we did a, basically, we finished over here the Sugya. We're finished with Kesef. So Rabbi Isai, I think that we should try over the weekend, aside from the fact that we're going weiter, we should try to make Shlom and Kesef as much as possible. We're done. That's it. This is Eved Ivri Kesef. You've done the entire thing. Now we're going to continue with Shtar and other things. So B'siyat D'Shmaya B'ez Hashem, we're going to do more. I'd like to just start, leave you with a short vart on the parasha. This week's parasha is Parashas Bahar. Just a quick word. This is Vedav Shemur Shabbat Sin Lema Darbo Bnei Yisrael Matzil Lem Kisavoy Ala Oretz. Why does it start off with Har Vedav Shemur Shabbat Har Sinai? Why Hilchos Shmita? This is a famous question. This is a famous question. The Shas, what's the answer? Question with Rabbi Kantwin. Says the answer is just like Shmita Kol Partel Tiktokeh said by Sinai, so too all the halachas of the Torah never was in it. Now, What are we doing that for? Why Shemitah is like the example of Kol Prater Tuk Tekesed by Harsina. So our boy says as follows. The Peshat is the Chur as follows. Shemitah is a Pele. Shemitah is a Pele. It doesn't make any sense. It's not possible. How could you not have any income for an entire year? How can you not have any crops for an entire year? How are you going to live? How are you going to survive? Vitzivisi es Berchose, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, listen, there will be embedded in the world a miracle that will sustain you. What that means is that the world is going to exist based on the Torah, not the other way around. The world is going to accommodate the Torah. It's not the Torah accommodates the world. The world accommodates the Torah. The Torah says Shemitah, the world will exist with Shemitah. You will function with Shemitah. It doesn't make any sense. The entire Torah is that way. Sometimes people have things that, like you say, this is what you should be doing. I know I should, but I can't. I can't do it. There's no such thing as I can't do it. If the person knows the right thing to do, there's no such thing as I can't do it. Because the whole world accommodates the Torah. And it's something we have to realize. Our approach to mitzvahs is, this is the mitzvahs of the world. It's not. If we're saying we can't do it, then we don't understand the way the world works. If this is what we're supposed to be doing, then it's what we can do. When a person says he can't, so then he's living in a sheker. He's living in a sheker. I can't do that. It's too much for me. If this is what the Torah is saying, it's not true. You're lying to yourself. It's not possible. The entire Torah was never at Sinai, just like Shemitah. Shemitah's a miracle. I said, I can't do it. Shemitah can't do it either. And a Hanabi, it'll be a miracle. And that's what we have to believe. We're shaykh to miracles. Whatever the Torah wants of us, we have to realize we can do. The person has to look and say, is this Ratzon Hashem? Is what I'm doing, is this right? Is this appropriate? Is this where I'm supposed to be? Is this where I'm supposed to be at? The person says, no. Miraculously, if he sets his heart to it, it'll happen. That's what we're learning over here. Our boys say we cannot accept anything less than doing what we're supposed to be doing. There's no such thing as this is good enough for me right now. And every one of us has to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, look, am I being legit? If the answer is yes, great. If the answer is no, anything that we have to, there has to be a relentless pursuit of perfection. Because if it's there, we could do it. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.